So I wanted to do, since it's Yontif, I wanted to do a shtickle on Yontif. The safer way I photocopied out of is the Leis Sascha. I mean, many of you might know what it is, many not, doesn't make a difference. He was one of the earlier Chassidish Rebbeim, very famous, was called the Dinova. He was born in about 1780s. In the 1780s, he was a nephew of the Neymar Lamelech, Talmud of the Choyza, and so on. His most famous sefer is Bnei Soscha. Bnei Soscha is on the Yontovim. It's actually on the months and the Yontovim. It's a very, very, it's a very rich sefer. It includes like the more the signin of threads of machshava, rather than just sirjiverta, and it's a quite a very famous sefer on these inyanim. Some of his pieces have become classics. He's also the Munkach's grandfather, great grandfather. That dynasty also stretches itself from Leis Sascha. So Al Kaponim, the piece is in Maimachod Siven, and it's going on the pasuk of it says that I guess you don't have it here. He starts with the pasuk Chodesh Hashishi B'Tzeisot Neisrayim V'Chulu V'Yoyim Azeh Bo. Each piece Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. Each piece is a separate piece, really. But if you but it sort of has some flow. So I'm going to start a little bit Vav. Let's start at Vav. So he's dealing on the pasuk B'Yoyim Hazeh, and he's going to try to explain the words B'Yoyim Hazeh. V'oyra v'alecha B'Yoyim Hazeh, son Gimel. Daika. In other words, the B'Yoyim Hazeh, there's a very special emphasis on the quality of Zeh. Tana Rabbanan b'Pirkim b'Sefi Yitzira. So he quotes Sefi Yitzira, and he's not going to go into real Kabbalah. It doesn't sound Kabbalistic, but he's going to use a point that Sefi Yitzira says, which is very common in the Chassidish Sfarim. Tzadik uses it a lot. In the beginning of Sefi Yitzira, he has every month and the properties that month has parallel in terms of the mazel, in terms of a different part of the body, and so on. Tana Rabbanan b'Pirkim b'Sefi Yitzira. It says Himlech Ois Hei. On Chodesh Nissan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Ois Hei and associated with Nissan. V'tzor b'hem tle b'oilam. And using the Hei, he made a tle, a sheep in the world, which is the mazel of Nissan. V'nissan b'shana, and the month of Nissan. V'regel yemin b'nefer zoch nekeva. And the right foot in the nefer zoch nekeva. So each one of these elements are have some common nekuda. V'kan b'sivin u'kivula el, in Sivan it says, Himlech ois zayin behiluch, he made ois zayin, and he took the property of hiluch, of walking, as the expression of zayin. V'tzor b'hem ta'omim ba'olam, he made the mazel of ta'omim, V'sivan b'shanan, the month Sivan, v'regel small on the left foot b'nefer zoch nekeva k'la shayne. So you have the ois hay and ois zayin, you have Nissan and Sivan, you have the right foot and the left foot. Now, he's going to focus on the inyan of the 2 feet first, and then he'll go on to another page. V'hile, he says, i'efshal lahalich b'regel echot. You can't walk on one foot. I think we have an orthopedic doctor here. I think that you can confirm that. What? You can hop. He says that. That's an important piece over there. Yes, he does. He says you cannot walk. It's actually it's a point that he's making, and we'll see. So Nissan going out, we have a regular yamin. V'dayin lo nikra halicha, but you cannot walk ki efshal b'regel echad. V'achar kach b'sivan kishen niskan b'chinas regel smoil, oz hoyu muchanim likboya halacha is halicha seilam. So he says the concept of halacha, halichas olam, is can only start in Sivan because that's when Halicha is possible. He doesn't explain this much. And then he later goes on to explain it in a little, in a different way. I just want to stop on this line because this line itself, it has significance and it means something over here. Imagine when you have the Torah before the Torah was before Torah was given, the tzura of doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. So there would be a gilim in Shemayim, and there would be a burst of nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say this, that, or the other thing. So those in Yanim are each and every one I can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is right to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is right to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do this and so on. But I can't progress any place. Each point is a point on its own. So just like when a person hops, then a person, he's there's a point and then a minute later is another point, and a minute later is another point, but there's no clear progression. Nothing in any clear mahalach. Torah itself allowed for a matzav of halicha in the Dvar Hashem. This is what it says here, and this is what it says here. Reminu. This must be the answer. If the halacha is like this here, I can be b'nei binyan after here. The difference between a giluyim of Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as just a flash, eat matzah, do this, as opposed to the world of Torah, which is a system that allows for expansion and extrapolation by progression and so on, that started in Dafke, in Sinai, where you have halicha solo. And that, by the way, is the difference, side point, not the point he's making, but the word, we have two halakim in Torah Sheval Peh. One is called halacha, and one is called agada. The word agada comes from the Lashon Aramis, it's similar, let's put it this way, the Lashon Aramis of negida, which means a flow, whereas halacha means a step by step. In other words, halacha is logical steps and progression, and therefore that's how it works, point by point by point. Agadata doesn't work like that. There's no, I mean, if you can make pilpul out of agadata, then it's not agadata, it's pilpul. It's the genre of Torah on agadata that halachic pilpulim is very, very nice, but it's not the heart of agadata. The heart of agadata is a certain flow where you can't really use logic that way. You just have a sense that this is a hemshich of the ruach hadvarim and so on. So halachin, as much as it's called halichas olam, that became this chadash in Sinai. Al kein b'yoyim hazeh, the Zion with the hay. In other words, on the day that you have the Zion and the hay, the shleim is Zion and the hay, daikabo. So on the first sivan where they were mashlim the Zion and the hay together, that was when they were able to have kishvat niskan mashnivra boi Zion, which is the regal smoil, umashnivra boi is hay hain regal yamin, ozbo balicha. V'zeh sheresh tevas bo mashay bas chol lo aleph, and it became beis. V'zeh b'yom hazeh bo kodesh mazeh hay. We'll see maybe later why it is that the Zion. Sorry, yes, we'll see later why the Zion is miyuchet for the left foot, maybe. But let's see first his piece. And so now he has a new piece, which is a self-contained unit, but it's a hemshich sort of this idea. Zion. This for me is opens up an understanding in the famous Chazal Bahu Ger Sheba Lehizgaya V'Omal Lamdeni Kol HaTorah Kula Regel Echad. There was a Ger that came and said, "Teach me all Torah on one foot." Now, it's obviously a metaphor. I mean, what does it mean? What exactly do you mean? You want to be on one foot? I mean, you're obviously going to get the idea that's going to be one of the 2 feet we're talking about. But what does that mean? Kula regal echad. Dehine. Zohar tiskei sasha kasavtecho shalishim. This is kind of like flowery writing. Kasavtecho shalishim is a takeoff on a Gemara. It means like written three times or someplace. Be'inyan usfartem lochem imachas haShabbos v'chulu. Dehine, he says, the Torah calls it imachas haShabbos. So now he's asking another question. He's going to ask three questions now and going to explain it. Dehine bar kabbalah lanu mimachas yometava. Yes, we have a mesiris that it means the machas of the yontif. Vinin is sparkal zapikorsim. And Lemaisa, this was a bone of contention with the Tztukim. They said, the Torah says Shabbos, and you tell me it's Yontif. For Lomel Kolat Sarah says, why? Haloi Toivo Yeshia Dovu Betorah. Lomel Kartel Yontif Vishal Pesim Shabbos. Why write in the Torah Shabbos and mean Yontif and create such a mess? There's not such a big Tircha to write the Machas of Yontif. That's the second point. The third point. Vegam bekol mokrim nidrash tevas lachem. Kegoin lachem v'loy agozel lachem v'lanoschem. Vekan sefartem lachem ha-nidrash bei. What are we going to... The word sefartem lachem. The word lachem is adding something. You count. What does it mean to count? So he has four points that he's going to speak about. Vehine. Kvam mevu adav atzim barichus dehine be'eis tseser me'etzesrayim hoya adava b'chipozen sh'loy adem ha'seinu. Yetzias Mitzrayim was whatever came to us was not in any way the result of what we did, and that's the word chipazon. Chipazon means it's disjunct with anything that came before it. If I say I acted impulsively or something came to me suddenly, what I'm saying is not as a result of anything else. If a process led up to it, it wasn't sudden. Vehine hoy l'Yisrael his galus hamoiris hal yoinim vasagas hal yoinim shayzi ikat Torah. Klal Yisrael, it says Rosh Shivcha b'yam ashal yichaskem b'busi. We had his galusin and of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Likus in ways that were incredible, but none of it avoliyo shayadova shaloi al demaseinu l'shavekiyum. But being that it was unearned, we did nothing to earn it, understand it, know it, then we don't have any zecha left over of it. Nothing remains of it, because that which a person didn't, which is alien to a person, came from the outside and not from the inside, doesn't stay. Ad shenishtau memtes yoyim. After 49 days, since 49 is the amount of madregas that there are from the bottom up, 49 days of preparation means that they were now ready mikoyach their maisim to be mekabel Torah. So we have two types of giving of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something that comes without any of our input, undeserved, unearned, that's one, versus something which is which we worked for and we were able to attain. So the names for that is Hine, Hasogash Sigu B'Tzeis Mitzrayim. Who nikra Torah's chesed? That midah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, where He grants grati without any input on our part, that's called chesed. V'acharkach b'shas matan Torah seinu, Torah mepi hagvura shamanu. So he's medayek the word we heard it pi hagvura, which obviously is meramis to sound like midas adin. Then he brings another pasuk: Achas dibel lekim shtein zu shamati ki oz lelekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, ki oz l'elokim, it's used the word elokim and the word oz l'elokim, l'cho Hashem ha-chesed v'chul ha-vein. So we have two Kabbalas HaTorahs of Klal Yisrael. One is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bestowing it upon us, which means we did nothing, we were not in any position to understand it, we had made no effort to try and understand it, and it just, bam, landed. Versus we sweated it out for 49 days, which includes in itself a full complement of developing our senses and understanding until we had it. One is called chesed, one is called din. deserved and merited. V'cheinu b'chol shana v'shana. So in the Yontiv, it lies like that. B'yontiv arishon shal Pesach me'ir nesor kol adayin v'oras al yoinim, avol shalah adem aseinu. So the ruchnius that we get unearned, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that is Pesach. Shavuos v'nikr Torah's chesed. That never stays with us. So the madrigas and the inyanim that we get on Pesach don't stay with us. V'tziva Hashem Yisparuch usfartem lochem le'atzmechem lanasom tevaschem. So the lochem means now we're going to do it from ourselves, to ourselves. It's going to be something coming from ourselves. V'seifrin yoyim achayoyim. Each day we reach another level of understanding. Ad hishtalmu shekoyim al demaseinu, until we've completed a whole shekoyim. Ve'oz ru'uyim anach l'kabel ha'terim pi ha'gvura, which is ha'adin ad demaseinu. So we have two mahalchim of Kabbalah ha'terim, one as pure matana, and one as earned through midas ha'adin. And this is why the Torah called the first day of Pesach Shabbos. He's answering his kasha. Why did the Torah call it Shabbos, not Yontif?
He answered the Lechem just before.
Yeah, he answered Lechem just before. And now, why would he? So he says that Chiluku bein Shabbos leYontif. The Shabbos ksiv Kodesh Hilachem. Kloimar, HaKodesh HaElyon, Moichen de Chachma. Nishba filo shaloya de maiseinu. Rak shu matana shem spelo shalom koi voi. Kumashom rechazal matana toiv yesh ves genozai v'shabes shmo. So he says like this. Yontif is up to us to count and to make Yontif. If Bezin decides to push off Yontif for a day, they can't push off the Yontif, they can push off Rosh Chodesh, it's pushed off. So Yontif and Shabbos are both days that are Kaddish. The difference is Shabbos lands on us, whether we like it or not. There's nothing we could do in any way that will affect Shabbos coming. Shabbos preceded us. Shabbos existed before we were Klal Yisrael. Yontif is something that Klal Yisrael's adventure, so to speak, made it. Our happenings and mishappenings make the Yontif, and we have to create the Yontif. So so the Torah, when they're describing the reason for Sefiras HaOmer, when the Torah is trying to explain why we need that Hemshech of after Pesach, the Torah is saying, since what you had now was a Shabbostik Yontif, it was a day that really was landed on you, even though technically we are Kaddish Chadash and so on, but mitzad, the events preceding the Yontif, it all came out of nowhere. It came out of a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, from this point on, so you need to have Sefiras HaOmer as a way of rectifying that and turning it into your Yontif. Al Kain, and then it brings out a few points like that. Al Kain Shabbos Kvur V'Kayemis. Shabbos is Kvur V'Kayma. V'Ainet Tzrich Tushas Bezdin. It doesn't need Tushas Bezdin. Al Kain Anu Mevorcha Mekadosh Yisrael V'Shabbos. We don't say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Shabbos, or Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Gemara says, what does the Bracha Mekadosh Yisrael V'Zmanim mean? Mekadosh Yisrael that are Mekadosh D'Zmanim. So on Shabbos, Masha'en ken yontiv nikro mikro kodesh na koiner umizamis ha-kodesh adem aseinu. Valkein kdushas yontiv tolu bikidush bezden. Alkein mevorchi mikadesh ha-shabbos vazmanim. What? Yisrael vazmanim, sorry. Yisrael de kachinu lazmanim. Vehine, he says, le'inyan zeh, regarding this point, mailas yontiv rishon shol chaga pesach, yesh le mailas ha-shabbos. So it's a Shabbos. Shasugis and Ishboislon of Amoichon Kabbalah's Torah, Hinebderach Matana, Torah's Chesed, Vishlode Maseinu. Al Kain Loinisha Lono Hadova Bikiyum. I want to just pause a second to talk about this a minute, and then we'll see Ramsh and so on. Let's just explain why it is like that. There's a mashal, we've said it a few times, and it's pashut. If somebody gives me a matana, and it's a valuable matana, somebody buys me some sort of iPad, but I guess smartphones are cheshva today. A fancy new watch. I'm sorry, I'm not up to date. The new $17,000 Apple Watch, and somebody buys it. So it's very expensive, and it's something, you know, it's great. If I lose it, I'd be very mitztayer. If somebody tried to take it, I'd be upset. But I don't think I would be most nefesh. If I saw somebody coming to grab it, would I struggle with him, fight to keep it? Maybe, maybe not. If, let's say, I worked hard, I worked for a year and saved up money for to buy this, whatever shmanz it is, then I would struggle a lot harder with somebody taking away and risk breaking my bones and worse, not to let the person take it. And you see it all the time. You know, kids, somebody gets a present. You know, they appreciate it. It's nice, but they don't, not my senefesh, hold on to it. When you worked hard, you are very, very attached to it. It's halacha. Otherwise, bekaf shalom, yesed shaver, and so on. And the reason is because it's much easier to forfeit, to be mevata, on something that is mine as opposed to something that is me. I'm not going to mevata on me. I'll be mevata on mine because that's one step removed from me as opposed to that which is me. When I get a present from outside, a totally, totally unwarranted present, so it's mine technically, and it is mine, but I don't see it. It never became me. Masha Ein Kane is something that I sweated for, that I put my neshama into it. This is me. This represented, you know, a year's worth of schwitzing for it. So there's a piece of me in it. It's the reason why Yaakov Avinu, it says, why do you go back for Pakintanim? Because Chaviv and Mamayim Shal Tzadik, because they're Nizah and Gezel. So why the Chaviv? We don't see it as a midah tova if somebody's Mechaviv Mamon. The answer is because if the moment is just moment, then chaviv is a moment is nothing. But in Yaakov Avinu, there was this each pachtan represented a minute of Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, and since he was Zohar and Gezel means it's me. There's nothing that I possess that's not me. There's no piece that really belongs to somebody else. And I sort of cut corner on an hour of work and so on. So those things that are myself, I be'etzim am very attached to. Those things that come easy, I'm not so attached to it. It's the things that are part of my essential self versus things that are outside. We once had a bach in yeshiva by us many, many years ago, so I don't think anybody would know here. Somebody who had considerably weak abilities, really weak abilities, took him a long time to hop something and would forget much more quickly than other people. And he was a big masmid, but he really knew his stuff. And Rav Adam asked him once, like, you know, you're the first boy that I've tested that really knows his stuff. Well, what's your secret? And the guy was very honest, very honest, and he said, you know, it's so hard for me till I finally hop it that I dread losing it. And I make every effort to keep chasing this, I won't lose it. And you know, for somebody that information floats in and sticks around, so there's external stuff. When it's something that I sweated out until I got a kinyan in it, then it's me. Then all my sweat, my yiki is in it. So he says, "V'tzichon lispo yom echad yom achayim v'mitzas Hashem yisbarach l'shtalim shirka masen l'maseinu alkein b'chdei lo yidia lonu tam l'mitzas asfira amratoyros fartem lochem La'anasel Tevasa. Torah says the counting is there for you, to change you, to develop you, to give you something. That the seichel, the moichel means here understandings. It's a chassidish word, it's a thing from Kabbalah. It's become a chassidish term meaning understandings, depth of understandings. V'lomekazois liyoshi memachas haShabbos. Hagam shekvahor lechem shleimus amoichem yishon shel Pesach. Even though you already had everything, zilin nishal lekiyum shukein pulas Shabbos. So the pasuk reads that if you're going back to the pasuk, it says usfaratim lachem mimachas haShabbos. You know, being that it was Shabbos, it was a day that whatever was granted was shaloi to the maseichem. When you'll have usfaratim lachem, it will now become part and parcel of you. That was. So this is the main point that is making a difference. Now on Amud Ches. V'hine, Yoytza koil b'breishis, b'oysa ois, shebora chodesh nisen, b'oregel yemin b'nefesh, shum yuchad l'psicha v'diluk. Going back again to Marcel's hopping. So you could have written a sefer just using your medical knowledge. Chodesh nisen is Pesach, which means hopping. It's a hashpah shudiluk like seira madrega. When you hop around, there's no clear progression. It's as far as the push will take you, and that's it. Ke'inyan hanasa benison shoy seira madrega. Keloi nasa pula de maseinu rak bechipazim kenoida. So for us, the events Pesach were bechipazim. Every point was totally disconnected to the point before. And now, the right side of a person is miyuchet for midas achesed. That's why it's the right foot. In the second foot is smoil, which is, that was sivan, which is midas hadin. And that completes it and enables you to going from a matzav of just kfitza to a matzav of halicha. Ke'inyan anasa b'sivu ade kabolos ha-moichen v'ishtal moshir k'meseinu ba'alicha yom achem k'noda. V'ozu alicha k'seide shtei raglayim. So the left foot becomes the hashloma and the shlemas to that. I want to add a few more points to round out this picture. We tend to think of midas ha-chesed as being wonderful, midas ha-din, as something that you need to give to kupas ir to get rid of midas ha-din. That's sort of the general idea that you know, skula, that there shouldn't be din, shouldn't be matuach, and so on and so forth. The truth is, let's look at the mashal, because the mashals here, the mashon that Chazal gives, this is ikri things, carrying themselves tremendous teichet. The right side of a person tends to be the stronger by most people. And therefore, the right foot would be the one that is the stronger, gives a stronger thrust and push. Stability and ability to go step by step requires the braking power. It requires the balance. It requires the holding back. It's a little muscle. You have sometimes very bright. It's all over the place. And you tell them, you need to structure yourself. Don't go this direction. It's the reining in of the persons all over the place that actually gives it the stability and ability to progress in a meaningful way. So the smile, so just like the one foot is used for jumping, which theoretically a jump can propel you further than a step, but much, much less stable and focused. The left, by counterbalancing it, gives you the fact that the left foot is still on the ground when the right foot is going forward and it's holding the body on both sides and so on. That allows for the walk to be stable and focused and directed. So Midas Hadin needs to work in tandem with Midas Hachesed, because whereas chesed is capable of giving and projecting and propelling, but midas hadin gives it its structure and its ability to be in the end a lot more productive. It's like the difference between energy that's not harnessed. An atom bomb is the most energetic thing we have. It's absolutely useless in terms of productive work because it's not toned down. It's not controlled. It's not directed. It's not harnessed. A reactor, most of the reactor is there to slow down the reaction and to put brakes on it so that it progresses at a rate that you want and is productive. So he says, there's the Zion with the hay. Ukinya shekasafti gamkein ano train asven Zion vehay. Heinem eshniver mochad shashon nisim besim beshana. Regularly min regal smoil benefesh vavay. By the way, we spoke about the letter Zion being midas adin. The word Zion, first of all, means like clay Zion, armaments, various. It's a general term for all sorts of weapons. Zion also means, the Gemara uses the ziyune, something that feeds, nourishes, sustains. In other words, it's the midah that makes things, it's sort of, they're enclosed, they're self-sustainable. Vehine, he says, al pize be'arna galkin apas yivoy lechem azeh, ayom azeh lechem lezikaren. It says, the day of Pesach is a zikaren. Hine, lo oma zochas yivoy lechem azeh. Oy zechartem, rak vehoya hayoyim azel lacham zikar. So now he's going to speak about what's the point of having this process where we're given a lot. It doesn't stay with us because we sort of lost it, and then we have to redo it. So why give us the matana we're going to lose if we have to earn it? So let's skip over a little bit. I just want to make it more efficient. Okay, so the next paragraph, Upirashnu, he says, he brings the famous Gemara that when the neshama comes to the world, we teach it kol haTorah kula, and when the zman comes out, the uber comes to this world, the malach whacks him on his mouth, and he forgets the Kol HaTorah. And we asked, well, what's the point of it? What's the point of teaching Torah and having him forget it? Why would we want to do it that way? By the way, let's maimer musk a little bit. You know, the ladies all say that this is the where the malach hit you and so on. It doesn't say anywhere, really. I'm not sure that what the marker for that is. But I think someday somebody will discover the Medrash old wives, you know, Medrash. Like, there was a Medrash where all these Medrash come from, but the growing a mustache if you drink from Abdullah, and there's a lot of Medrash pliyas that we're not privy to. But what?
Holy deer, not challenge.
No, we use it in drushes.
Oh, yeah.
But understand. So the Maral says, the bo malach v'sota al piv. What does the malach do to you to make you forget it? So the maral says it's the koach hadibur that a person gets when he comes into the world. A person calls him on, he's b'mei imo. Everything could be working, but there's no dibur. And the koach hadibur is the mishakeach of it. I won't go into a lot, but I want to just the analogy to here. Dibur to machshava is very similar to the process of din to chesed. You think, a person has an idea. The idea is sort of a flow that has, you know, it's short on structure and it's long on content and inspiration. When you try to put into words, the words impose a certain discipline. And that's why people always feel that the words never did justice to what they thought. But on the other hand, it allows for a lot of productive development. So clearly, what did you say? What are the points that would come out of it? Let's test those points. Let's see if they're valid. What are you building it on? It's the words that actually, they contain the thoughts, they limit the thoughts, but then they allow for the process of halicha. So now he's going to, this next paragraph, he's going to explain why this was the process that we needed to have this first. Aval hu, de hine zeis ha-teire, hine hine lemes meine kol chai. Ve'ein mover le'enish ha-le'adoma ba'artzius, la'hasig menu afilo me'at kot, zulas b'siu ve'zloiki. Torah itself is beyond us, and we couldn't understand it without the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu oma vayer miyom l'matasa. Vihine imhu pu'ula selekei olam ein mover l'schar v'onesh. Kivim shehu dova achreichi b'gzeas heitzev reishis. Al kein mishakman kol ator kul v'ar l'olam, kidei shi yisag l'idias ator achakech m'ritzonu b'igir b'chir v'dash shleima. Upulas halimut shalom se kol ator b'imai mehani, shetishoy b'y chakuka b'koach ha'iz eloki, kidei shi yochol b'artis l'itzim ha'koach ha'poel. Let me explain that. Just we'll make it. We're late. We're short on time. Let me explain that this piece over here. It's a very crucial, very important piece. Let's take an example. A lot of the things that we run by, that we try to determine if they're right or wrong. We say it makes sense. It doesn't make sense. It seems far out. I can't relate to it. There's sort of a background of, I guess, sort of testing rods to test things if they're dvarim shel tam, they make sense, are they jarring, and so on and so forth. Things that we sort of, axioms that are so built into us, and we test all, sometimes it's experiences. A person is a doctor, and he's seen 10,000 patients, and someone comes in, and it doesn't quite look like right. Then he's basically going against the background of all the experiences he's had. But when you go to other ideas, we don't have experience. So some of it has a shaychus to what's been taught at a very early age. So let's take an example. Imagine two people. One person went to a cheder. He grew up in a heimish shtib, went to a cheder till the age of 10, and then became a full-fledged apikoris. And you know, like was unfortunately many people in Europe. The second person never ever went to any type of yeshiva. They grew up totally fry, basically form or less, whatever. And they both happened to come into a Rebbe Shatish. So the second fellow is going to just look at it like it's moss. The whole thing, people taking fish, you know, this, that. The first one might have very strong sense against it, but doesn't think it's strange. There's a difference. It clicks into some, yes, the chassidim, is it this, is it that? He might be sharper in his antagonism than the second one is. But on the other hand, it's not going to be so so weird or strange or whatever. This is the way it is. My mechutin, one of my mechutin is Hungarian. He has an uncle who's a bona fide apikoros. So I hang with a guy from Hungary, I know, after the war, four, whatever it is, totally nothing. But he enjoys going to Rabbi Shatish and getting Rabbi Shabroch. He's into it. So my mechutin tells him, you know, I don't know, the Hungarian uncle, whatever it is, how come you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not a Rebbe? He says, what's a Rebbe got to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, well, one's got nothing to do with the other. He said, you know, I like Rebbe, you know, not Gers, you know. But on a serious note, there's a sense of, I have it as a point that it can ring true with. The Torah itself is, Be'etzim deals, all the chukim deal with realities that are not part of a physical life, and they really shouldn't be able to ring true. And yet they ring true to us because somewhere inside us, we have it already. So the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us first is sort of to give us like a blia, so to speak. It's to give us the time and the flavor. We don't have it on the conscious level. We don't have it on the level of being able to know it and to be consciously aware of it. But when we do learn it through Yegiya, it rings true. It latches on. And this is part of the pshat when it says that Geirim get a neshama when the misgai. It means this point, that the things, there's a base kibble in the shayrish of the nefesh for these things that they have where to click into. So just summing up. So let's sum up what he said over here. He said, "Achodesh hazeh is meramis on these two anhagas of Nisan and Sivan together. Nisan and Sivan go together. One is a hashpah of Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his galus." That has absolutely nothing to do with us in the sense of input. And bestowed, poured on it. That's a pchinas of regal yamin. It's kfitza. It's propulsion without anything breaking, directing in any whatsoever. This dissipates because that which we didn't earn with the Yegiyas Kapayim, it doesn't work. Let's give a simple mashal for it. Someone can understand a lot of times. Imagine a person has to learn a topic, a sugya, or a habu, something secular, and he never heard about it, never saw it. He has to do a chapter of something difficult in whatever, in science or anything. It's very tough. If you sit and listen to a lecture, you get a very good picture. But if you test people afterwards, they're not going to know. And they're going to be surprised themselves. No, I heard it made sense. They said, hey, I don't get it. I can't do it. The right way to do it is if you hear a lecture, and then you hover over it, and you study it, and you work through it with active type of thinking, then you know what you're expecting to know at the end. You have the flavor of it from listening to a lecture, and then by working it through, you now have it in a way that you really acquire it. Torah in the big picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia Torah on us first, the way he's mashpia on every person before he's born. That is a p'chinas chesed. That's a p'chinas rav yamin. That has not that's the k'neged the letter hey. That does not have the ability to stay with us. It disintegrates. It disappears. It evaporates. But it leaves a roishim in us, and that roishim becomes a place where it's possible it should be chal on it. A hemshech advar. Chodesh Sivan is that shloma, and those are the two regals that the ger, the ger came and said, teach me Torah on one regal. He told him, Ba'afshech HaKamocha, that's one regal. In other words, he was telling him, one regal is the midas chesed, it's lacking the other part of it, really. And the other shloma is through earning it, through sweating through it, through working for it. And when you have that, so that reawakens, that sort of anchors itself into the first Iskals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have to together Shleim Shach HaKadosh Hazeh as a result of the sphere and so on. We should be Zeh to both, because Baruch Hu should be Mashpi on us, Torah and Havan and understanding, and we should have the stamina and inclination to work through and develop it ourselves. Okay.
Why that one? Why should she hear that one?
Because that's the first thing. You always start with just like a